coming up on episode number 247. Well, it's a Monday night edition of the All Request Show. You're going to hear covers of songs that were originally performed by Tears for Fears, Led Zeppelin, Otis Redding, Air, Nirvana, and Radiohead. Well, actually, that's pretty much the lineup, isn't it? All this and a Musically Challenged 2 coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It is September 25th, 2006. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Trying to space these out a little bit. I put up the Polyphonic Spree show on Saturday, and so didn't want to put up a show right away. Going to get you through the weekend. Although, to get to my goal of having the 250th show while I'm at the Expo, over the next 4 nights, I will have to have 3 shows. And over the next 3 nights, I'll have to have 2 shows. Something like that. Anyway, you know what I mean. So coming up on tonight's show, we'll have Tina joining us for a round of Musically Challenged. But first, we've got some covers to get to, some requests. And we're going to start off with one that that absolutely does nothing. If it does nothing else, it reminds me that I need to have the reggae edition of Coverville, the reggae cover story, or the reggae, I guess reggae Coverville. This is a request by Anna, and Anna is one of the people who usually produces a Musically Challenged segment of the show. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. Anna is a huge Radiohead fan, and she pointed me to an e-music album that just came out called Radio Dread, which is a bunch of covers of Radiohead songs done in a reggae style. So you'll definitely hear, hopefully hear another one of these when I eventually do the reggae Coverville. But in the meantime, this will get your appetite going. This is Let Down, originally by Radiohead, this time performed by the Easy Star All-Stars.
Down. Utah, and I know how you love those independent artists, so I have got the sickest cover for you. It's a band called Code Hero, and they're playing a cover of Air's Cherry Blossom Girl, and you can pick that up at thesquarelife.com, T-H-E-S-Q-U-A-R-E, life, L-I-F-E.com, and just go to download that, and you'll never regret it. Oh, yeah. Okay, bye, Brian. I love it.
Thank you.
I love that song. That is Code Hero with their version of Cherry Blossom Girl, which is a cover of a song by Air. Now, I really like the original, too. Air released that on their Talkie Walkie or Walkie Talkie CD. I think it's Talkie Walkie. And it's a French duo that does kind of very electronic, not quite ambient, but very light and easy to listen to music. I mean, you can put this on while you're doing homework or while you're doing housework or things like that, and it's just great stuff. And the cover, I think, really carries through that feeling. That comes from a website called The Square Life. .com. It's the home of Square Magazine, which is a Utah-based magazine. Bunch of great cover songs on their site, a bunch of great information about music as far as where you can see these bands if you live in that area. And definitely thanks to Kobe for suggesting that one. Before that, you heard Let Down, originally by Radiohead. You'll find that version, the Easy Star All-Stars version there, on the Radio Dread album, which I believe you can find on iTunes, but of course you can find it on eMusic and use those one of those 25 free downloads to get as much of that as you want. All right, coming up now, this may be a personal preference, but I was talking to a listener the other day, and they were recommending a song, a Nirvana song that had a cover of a Nirvana song that had female vocals. And I told them that I actually really like hearing Nirvana songs with female lead vocals. I don't know what it is about Kurt Cobain's lyrics, but they do seem to really translate well to the other gender, when the other gender is singing it anyway. This is a good example of that. It's a version of All Apologies, of course, originally by Nirvana, performed here by Sinead O'Connor from her Universal Mother CD. Enjoy.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else should I say? Everyone is gay. What else could I write? I don't have the right. What else should I be? All apologies. In the sun, in the sun, I feel as one. In the sun. Sun. I'm married, buried, buried. I wish I was like you, easily amused. Find my nest of soul. Everything's my fault. Sea foam shame, sunburn with freezer burn, choking on the ashes of her enemy. In the sun, in the sun, I feel as one. In the sun, in the sun, I'm mad. Buried, buried. All in all is all we all are. All in all is all we all are. All in all is all we all are. All in all is all. Thank you.
faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
That is Gary Jules from the soundtrack to the movie Donnie Darko, doing a cover of Tears for Fears' Mad World. A beautiful rendition there, too. That was requested by Faith, a 13-year-old listener. Might be one of the youngest listeners I have to the show. She wanted to hear that. She says that it's kind of depressing, but she likes it. So that's going out to Faith. Before that, you heard All Apologies going out to Adam, who suggested that one. Originally by Nirvana, covered there on her Universal Mother album by Sinead O'Connor. Well, I've gotten a lot of requests lately for Albert Kuvizain and Yatka's Recovers album. I played the Joy Division cover, Love Will Tear Us Apart, on an earlier show, maybe 20 shows ago or so. But I've gotten a lot of people actually requesting that recently. So Eric from Annandale, Virginia, Randy from Detroit, Michigan, who else has recently suggested that one? John, did he say where he's from? Where are you from, John? Well, John, who heard it on NPR. Well, I'm playing it for you. Here's a cover of Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks, performed here by Albert Kuvizain and Yatka. This is Tuvan throat singing, and if you want, I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back from the songs. Thank you.
profits keep on raining, levee's gonna to break. When the levee breaks, no place to stay. Taught me to weep and moan. Me now the levy taught me to weep and moan. Cause what it takes to make a mountain man leaves his home. I'm a-sittin' in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away. I'm just a sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Ho-de-lay-ho, ho-de-lay-ho, ho-de-lay-ho. While I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I had nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my way. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just a sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. O-de-lay, oh, o-de-lay, oh, o-de-lay. Looks like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what they tell me to do, so I guess I'll be the same. O-de-lay, oh, o-de-lay, oh, o-de-lay. I'm a-sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's just 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. I'm a-sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm just a-sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Moodily, oh, moodily, oh, moodily.
Quiet.
All right. Tina says, quiet. That is completely
motherhood
threw me
at its best.
That's right, completely threw me off there. That was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, originally by Otis Redding, performed there by David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger on an album called Retrograss. That was a suggestion by Ted. Ted didn't say where he was from either. Oh, Ted, come on. People, when you're emailing in those requests, please tell me where you're from. And then
we could make it up.
We could, yes. He's from Temecula.
Cool. Where's Temecula?
I think California.
All right. Cool.
And then before that, you heard When the Levee Breaks, originally by Led Zeppelin, performed there by Albert Kuvazin and Yat Ka, and it's done in the style of Tuvan throat singing, also known as overtone singing, where they actually get two or three different sounds coming out of their mouth all at the same time, the harmonic resonance as air is traveling through the lungs and then out through the, or past the vocal cords and out through the lips. Cool stuff.
Cool. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yes.
It just didn't sound like it. Okay.
Can you hear you?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, Tina's joining me for another edition of Musically Challenged. This one provided by Will, who does the My Trivia podcast, along with his daughters Amanda and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like it's another Mondegreens edition, like misheard lyrics.
All right.
So let's get into that right now.
Well, thanks for queuing this up, Brian. I never know whether I should play some really neat intro music or plug my podcast or do some rambling like I'm doing now. So I will just stop and do the requisite good evening, Tina, and
good evening, Brian.
Hello.
And I have resurfaced yet once again with an episode of Musically Challenged regarding Mondegreens.
Hey, Will, for the record, you can play intro music. Definitely feel free to plug your podcast, whatever you want to do.
It's actually really nice to have other people supplying you with some trivia. It gives a little bit of time for us to sort of relax between submissions. But with your permission, I'm going to describe how this works. It's really relatively simple. I'm going to play three songs, each with definable but questionable lyrics. Not questionable in terms of content, but whether that's actually really what they're saying. You simply tell me what each artist is saying. And as Brian more than likely has already picked up, the first one is Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by The Hollies.
Sitting in on
And now this one actually was a big favorite of mine back in high school and early college. There's different sites out there that say different things, but most of them agree on this excerpt, so tell me what Deborah Harry is saying here. Clash never hurt anybody. So published in Q Magazine's Clash special, and I think it was October of 01, they talked about the lead-in lyrics to this song. Yeah, I know. Save the easy one for last. Well, this is the part where you pause, think about it for a while, and then we'll move on to the answers.
Okay. Well, I probably should have actually paused after each one.
That was hard.
Well, the first two I'm pretty familiar with. So the first one is The Hollies' Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Saturday night, I was downtown working for the FBI, sitting in a nest of bad men, whiskey bottles piled high.
Cool.
Or whiskey bottles piling high. Yeah. The second one, Blondie's Rapture, is, let's see, it's toe to toe, dancing very close, body breathing, something comatose, wall to wall. See, I almost need to go back and hear it again because I, wall to wall, body's hypnotized. And they're, lost it. Okay. And as far as Clampdown, no idea.
Yeah, I'm so with you. I saw you were taking notes.
I know. Well, I was writing down the stuff that I knew in the Blondie track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Thanks.
Yeah. Maybe I should take notes next time.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I would contribute more.
All right, we'll unpause and get back to this.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the answers here. We'll start with the Hollies, and this is Alan Clark, and he is saying, Saturday night I was downtown, working for the FBI, sitting in a nest of bad men, whiskey bottles piling high. Deborah Harry as Blondie here in Rapture says toe to toe, dancing very slow, barely breathing.
I disagree with that one. I think she's saying dancing very close, because if you listen, you can hear the hiss of her S at the end of that.
As Blondie here in Rapture says toe to toe, dancing very slow, barely breathing, almost comatose, wall to wall, people hypnotized, and they're stepping lightly. Hang each night in rapture. Now, the only place on the face of the planet that I believe you're going to find the lyrics to, not necessarily the song The Clampdown, but the first part of it is in this Q magazine I mentioned. And it starts off, 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, hey, ooh. Now, I'm going to have to say the rest of it real quick here because he goes through it quickly and very low. but it's the kingdom is ransacked, the jewels all taken back, and the chopper descends. They're hidden in the back with a message on half-baked tape with the spool going round, saying, I'm back here in this place, and I could cry, and there's smoke you could click on. So listen and see if you can hear it. That was pretty easy, wasn't it? So thank you, Brian, for having me on again for the Musically Challenged. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had fun, and we'll see you next time.
Wow, those were kind of hard.
They were.
It always cracks me up how muffled some of the lyrics are on songs, and you know, you try to sing along, but you really don't know what the words are. You stop for a second.
Right.
Pick it back up when you know the words.
See, I'm a lyrics guy. I have to listen to those.
I know. You know lyrics very well.
I do want to point out really quick, and Will didn't mention it in his show, but he's doing a contest over on his podcast, giving away an MP3 player with the entire first season of My Trivia Podcast episodes. It's to celebrate his anniversary. So happy anniversary, Will. And go check it out. Go try your hand at his trivia. It goes all across the spectrum, from geography to entertainment to five question fives and all that stuff. So absolutely worth checking out. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville, queuing up the music here at the end. Tina, okay. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I contributed a lot.
You did.
Yeah.
You always do.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure to catch Tina and I later this week at the Podcast Expo in California. If you're going out there, we'll be there. We'll be there for the expo. So when the expo's going on, we'll be there. And look for me on the floor of the expo. I'm going to be bringing a little portable recorder and recording people telling me what their favorite cover songs are to use for the big 250th show. So look for me. Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
I already know your favorite cover, so I don't need to ask you.
I know.
Yeah. We already took care of that in another show.
We already covered that.
I almost said that.
All right.
Changed it. See you, Tina.
All right. See ya.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line 206-222-COVER or contribute to the forums. Contribute to the website at coverville.com. We'll be back we'll probably be back tomorrow night with another edition of the show, just to kind of get these under my belt for the big 250th. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.